$8.1 billion. That's the Federal Transit Administration's cost estimate for Honolulu's 20-mile elevated rail guideway system, its 21 stations, and 80 rail cars. The city center segment from the Middle Street Transit Center to Ala Moana Shopping Center presents the most challenges. That, according to Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation Deputy Executive Director Brennan Morioka.
The city center project alone has the largest amount of utility relocations amongst all three of our segments put together. If you just look at the electrical and communication lines, as well as street lighting, cables, and the water lines and drainage, we are talking about a significant amount of linear footage.
This includes 130,000 linear feet of electrical lines and 60,000 feet of street lighting, water, sewer, gas, and fiber optics. The Dillingham Boulevard section has high voltage 138 kV overhead lines, which could cost up to $120 million to relocate underground. HART is currently conducting potholing, where certain areas are dug up to verify utility locations as drawn on city maps. Former Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa, the HART board chair, also sits on the project oversight committee. She asked Morioka about the accuracy of these potholing tests.
How many potholing did you do?
Well, we have many, many more to go, but my last briefing was we had done approximately 21, 22 potholes, and about three of them were accurate.
So that the public understands that. Three of the 21 random pukas that we dug were correct.
Morioka says in the first Kapolei segment, there were 91 sites with inaccurate utility locations. Hanabusa says if that margin of error holds true, traffic in the urban core will be disrupted. Oversight Committee Chair Mike Formby also serves as director of the city's Department of Transportation Services. He asked Morioka for overstated assessments.
We're in a situation now where, based on the estimated revenue that we're going to get from the GET surcharge, we may not have financial capacity for a full project build-out. And so are you including in the budget a worst-case scenario figure so that we always know that if we come in less than that, in other words, if we manage down, we'll be protected?
Morioka says HART will include worst-case estimates in future reports. But elevated rail transit critic, UH engineering professor Panos Prevedouros, says the FTA and HART have no idea how tough it will be in the city center.
Nobody has built an elevated system in a very dense community like ours. And think about it, our casting yard is out by the advertiser building on the west side of Kapolei, and we have to essentially ship all these heavy, large concrete segments all the way down to Kakaako to finish it. They don't know what we got into.
The HART board is scheduled to meet June 8th and 16th to discuss the future of the rail project. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.